Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Dallas County Attorney Matt Schultz and District Judge Chuck Sennard. And gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time to join me. We're going to talk about the criminal court building that's being talked about being put on the November ballot, potentially to go in a Dell. So I'll just throw out the first question. Whoever feels comfortable to answer, we'll just go from there if you both want to chime in. So what do you see as the needs of having a facility like this?
Well, first, Shaquan, thanks for letting us come on. You know, I think it's important for us to talk about these issues and let the community know. Obviously, this is going to be an initiative, a new criminal court building that'll be on the ballot in November. I think that it's important that the public's informed on why we need it. And so I appreciate you giving us this opportunity. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of growth in Dallas County, and we've been growing fast. Mm-hmm. And it's not stopping. I mean, all over the county, we are seeing growth. And I can tell you, even in my office, we've already gone from 9 attorneys to 11 attorneys. Mm-hmm. If you look at the sheriff's department, the deputies, the number of deputies have increased. In all of the cities, including Clive, Urbandale, West Des Moines, Waukee, we are seeing a growth in officers being hired. And then even in some of the smaller cities in the county. And so with that, with a growth in population, with a growth in officers and law enforcement, there are just more people, more crimes that occur with the growth of population and more people getting caught. And obviously, you know, not to make this too political, but you know, our offices are also tough on crime. And you see how we've increased as well. So with that, you have a need of something. And so obviously this is being put forward to help fulfill that need.
Yeah, absolutely. Judge, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, again, just want to echo County Attorney's comments. Thank you for having us. It's important that we be able to share this information with the public. We certainly want everybody to make an informed decision when they decide and go into the election cycle this year. So I was fortunate enough to be county attorney here in Dallas County before I became a judge. I've been a resident here in Dallas County for 26 years, and Mr. Schultz is exactly right. Growth has just been exponential in Dallas County, and I think anybody that lives here knows that. They recognize that, how this county has changed in the last quarter century. Mm-hmm. And that has been reflected in the matters that come before the court, our judicial branch. Not only in the criminal realm, but also civilly. And while we're talking about a criminal courthouse here, they are intertwined because the current courthouse hosts both types of cases, civil and criminal. We run at capacity many days during the week already. Even with the new county administration building and those county offices moving out and it being dedicated completely to the court system, we are still at capacity many days of the week. And in fact, the beginning of this week, we had 3 jury trials set to commence in addition to all the other regular court business that goes on. And we were looking at having to move matters outside of Dallas County that are Dallas County cases to be heard. And that has happened frequently in the past.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. Now, what kind of services or cases would be handled then, Matt? Maybe this is more for you in the criminal court building.
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily more for me, but no, I do think that we both could chime in on this. But criminal cases, you know, all the way from traffic tickets to murder. I mean, it'll all be handled if the bond passes in that criminal court building. So outside of that, I think, I don't know what else would be handled, but I'd punt that one to Judge Sennard.
So the plan is, as drawn up now and realized, it would be 6 courtrooms capable of handling a criminal jury trial, which is basically the pinnacle of a criminal prosecution type of process. 2 of those courtrooms would be occupied by, we have 2 district associate court judges here in Dallas County. They handle what we call misdemeanor level of indictable offenses, OWIs, thefts, things of that nature. And they also handle all the juvenile court work. So they would have permanent offices there. There would also be the space then for juvenile court officers in that same courthouse because they interact so much. And there's also office space for Department of Correctional Services, what you would commonly refer to as like probation officers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important component of this. Right now, they're housed outside of our Dallas County courthouse. Having them, they do come over, but having offices actually in the building is going to make it much easier to hand off from the courts. When Matt and his crew are prosecuting, and they grant somebody probation directly to those probation officers. So there's no gap in there in people being able to report for probation and sign up for probation.
Well, thank you both for talking about that. Now, I know, you know, this has been talked about at supervisors' meeting and stuff, but why do you believe the vote failed to pass last year? Obviously, it was on the ballot last year.
Well, I don't have a crystal ball or something where I can tell you why things happened. But I think what I can tell you, what I think this time the difference is, I think that there's a stronger information, public information effort to try and let voters know why this is on the ballot and why the county needs this. And I think that after we see that effort, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Why it didn't pass before or why it might pass this time, I don't know. I don't know. But what I can tell you is I know that something needs to happen because, as Judge Sinard said, we are at capacity. And so, you know, this is a solution. And hopefully, you know, our efforts here, you know, speaking with you, as well as other efforts that the county's doing to let the public know the need will make a difference.
I was just going to chime in. I don't want to really have any comment about why I didn't in the past, but I can certainly comment a little bit more about the need and give people some hard numbers that maybe they can work with. The judicial branch has tracked some numbers for Dallas County. In the last 10 years, the number of cases, whole cases, mm-hmm. filed here in Dallas County has increased 40% since 2014. We were opening approximately 11,000 cases from that speeding ticket to juvenile cases, to a civil lawsuit, to the major felonies. The last 3 years, we're averaging over 15,000 cases open in Dallas County alone. Each year for the past 3 years, we're averaging about 20 to 21 jury trials where the public has to come in and be a part of that process. And I would say 85% of those trials are criminal in nature. So it really points towards the need or a criminal court building where we can hold those types of trials.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving out those numbers to kind of see, let people know that comparison there. So last question for you guys. What kind of then cases would be handled in the main courthouse if the new criminal court building is constructed?
Well, you know, again, that's more of a court administration issue, but I do think that the cases that aren't handled in the criminal court building will be handled in the other one. So your civil cases and those sorts of things. But I'm sure Judge Sinard would have a better answer than that.
I know the last time this was up for a vote, there were questions from the public. Well, we have a beautiful courthouse. Mm-hmm. It would be a shame not to use that. It will be fully utilized under the plans that we have now. It's just going to be a matter of segregating criminal out in the criminal courthouse, and all civil matters would be handled in the historic courthouse. Okay. And there is certainly the capacity to use that full time if it is just a civil building. So civil lawsuits, anything from the nature of estates, probate, guardianships, your slip and fall type of cases, breach of contact type of cases, and divorces would all be handled still at the historic courthouse.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. Thank you for that distinction, because I know, like you said, that was kind of a topic and people that questioned that. So again, yeah, we've been speaking here with the Dallas County Attorney Matt Schultz and the District Judge Chuck Sinard. Well, thank you guys for talking about kind of the criminal court building. It's going to be on the November ballot. So like I said, just trying to push information out, because like you said, Matt, just maybe that was a factor as of last year, but we don't really know that. So yeah, thank you guys for both joining me. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I guess we'll see what happens in November.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity.
Appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.